Welcome to the Focus Cast. Today, we're talking about body water balance.
Ooh, bro, get balanced.
Let's get balanced.
Oh, hydration, man. It turns out, and cognitive performance is a couple things we'll be hitting.
That's right. 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated, which has a significant impact on our ability to focus.
Imagine that if our bodies are 70% water, 75 or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Just kidding.
70% of water. And 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. So today we're going to break it down.
Let's do it, bro.
Let's dig in.
I'm Jonathan Noel.
And I'm Brian Noel.
This is the Focus Cast.
Where we drop focus guides for founders and solopreneurs.
With a seven-figure goal.
Oh, I love it. So let's get focused as...
Bro.
Said some facts.
We're going to hit some facts. We're talking about
We're talking about water balance and cognitive performance.
You know it.
That's so right.
This first one's coming from NCBI. Water balance is precisely regulated within the body, and many methods exist for assessing hydration status.
Yeah, so this whole idea of water balance, and of course, we're talking about water balance in the context of cognitive performance, which measures an individual's attentiveness, critical thinking skills, and memory. Turns out water balance has a critical role in cognitive performance.
Our bodies need, use, and regulate water balance.
Yeah.
So traditionally, a 2% or more body water deficit was thought to produce cognitive performance decrements. Decrements?
Yeah, deficit decrements.
However, recent literature suggests that even mild dehydration, a body water loss of 1 to 2% can impair cognitive performance.
Wow. Yeah. So just a 1 to 2% variation in your water balance, body water balance, can impair cognitive performance. How many times did you learn in school that before you do exams, you should be hydrated?
Let me think about that.
Not fucking once.
Well, at what point in ever in life did anyone tell you that you need to drink more water besides maybe your friends or family?
I mean, like, I assume I wasn't in any sports, so I assume they talked about hydration in sports, but never.
Never for cognitive function.
Never. Never once did anyone say, if I want to perform better cognitively. I don't think anyone ever asked me, do you want to perform better cognitively? Until I ask myself that as like a 35-year-old.
That's so funny that you mentioned that. Hey, you know what I never experienced in school? Anyone asking me if I want to be better at school or using my brain better.
It is so true. That is hilarious. Yeah, not one time in school did we learn about the principles, habits, and things to make us better at school. We never learned how to learn. We were just taught.
Definitely didn't learn how to learn.
Isn't that funny? We were taught what to know but never learned how to learn.
It's almost like there's a reason. Anyway.
Maybe your school experience was different. I don't know.
We were in the South.
Maybe you went to private school.
Cherokee County, Georgia.
Yeah. Well, we got another one here. The Mayo Clinic. The average adult loses more than 80 ounces of water every day through sweating, breathing, and eliminating waste. So one has to wonder, if you drink less than 80 ounces a day, how many cups is 80 ounces? I don't know how to do that math.
Like a regular cup would be like, what, 12? Like a can of Coke, is that 12 or
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So about eight of those a day. How is that impacting your brain function or overall health?
That's a good question.
So if you lose 80 ounces a day from, like existing and, taking a piss. Are you replacing it?
Yeah, no, and that's not even including like working out.
Yeah.
Or sweating.
Yeah.
Or like summertime in the Southeast when it's 120% humidity. And it's 100 degrees out.
Yeah.
And all you do is get the mail and you lost probably 20 ounces of water.
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
We know it affects cognitive performance.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit a stat. This is coming from PubMed by the Council of Scientific Affairs, American Medical Association, stated 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. Okay, we said that.
Yeah.
The Brain and Spine Institute of North Houston, 70% of your body is composed of water. Nearly every body function you have is dependent on water.
Every function.
That sounds important.
Breathing, the lungs, the liver. I mean, all of these things are moving. The heart, like everything is just constantly moving in our bodies. And they're all dependent on water.
Wow. Yeah, it turns out the brain itself is made up of approximately 85% water.
Yeah, so all these stats came from this Brain and Spine Institute of North Houston, right? So 85% water. I know we talked about in one episode that it's also like 60% fat, which is more than 100%. So,
well, I think I finally got that cleared up. I think they're comparing dry weight and wet weight.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
So I think the dry weight of the brain is 60% fat or something.
Mm.
And then when you include all the water, it's 85.
There you go.
So there we go. Cleared up, I think.
So studies show that you only need to be 1% dehydrated to experience a 5% decrease in cognitive function. I mean, if you're a CEO of a $20, $50, $100 million company and you experience a 1% dehydration, 1% dehydrated, and then so that impacts 5%. You 5% of your cognitive function.
I'd say, what if I ever need surgery, I'm going to ask the surgeon, hey, don't tell me you have any more than a 1% decreased body water balance right now.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's true. Here's before you perform surgery, here's a glass of water. Yeah, 5% cognitive. So if we're 2%, 10%. So, yeah, we back to what we read before, 1 to 2% body water loss. So going and exercising outside, you would experience a 2% water body loss, body water loss. So if you think about that, after you do that, you are at a 10% decrease in cognitive function.
Moving on here, this is from the same Brain and Spine Institute. A 2% decrease in brain hydration can result in short-term memory loss and have trouble with math computations.
Yeah. I'm going to keep those engineers and architects hydrated. Prolonged dehydration can cause brain cells to shrink in size and mass, a condition common in many elderly who have been dehydrated for years.
So
it actually shrinks the size of the brain when you experience chronic long-term
dehydration. I mean, when you think about someone who's been drinking soda for 40 years. I mean, this is basically saying your brain's getting smaller after a certain amount of time.
I know. Wow. Well, and I can't help but bring up Warren Buffett because there
Doesn't
was
an, he only drink Coke or something?
There's an interview that he did, and he said, well, I have the same diet that I had when I felt the greatest in my life, and I felt the greatest in my life when I was like 8, and I drank Coke and ate like hamburgers.
Maybe that's why I stopped feeling so good after that.
Well, what's interesting, that's true. That's a good point. That's funny. Now he also has a lot of money in Coke, so
yeah,
so that probably helps. But but still, like, if you think about that, we also talk about we talked about in an episode, loneliness is one of the greatest killers. And so there's a healthy balance between mental health and the food you consume. And
oh, for sure.
If you consume bad
food, relationships
you
have,
and you're lonely and have terrible relationships, like, you're not going to live long, most likely.
Yeah, probably not.
So if you are going to not drink water, you should at least have good, healthy friends. Anyway, okay, cool. So that's all the bad. That's the problems with not being hydrated.
We've been hitting some numbers. I like that.
Yeah.
In the last episode, we talked about the billions that the sugar industry was making.
Oh, yeah, this is so
today, let's
good.
Kind of hit, like, what has been replacing water for the most people, you know? Instead of water, people have been drinking other things.
Yeah, so we're replacing water, quote, life, because yes, you need water to live.
You
this is
water.
What's so amazing. We're not talking about, like, clothes. I mean, I guess you need clothes to live if you live in cold environments, but still, like, we're talking about, like, the basic necessity of life is water, but we've
pretty
replaced
much
it with these things. So first,
yeah,
is...
Well, if you don't breathe, you die in, like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah,
but if
done.
You don't drink water, you die pretty quick.
3 days? 2 days?
2-3 days.
Yeah.
So.
And here's what we've replaced that with. So the carbonated water industry in 2021 is worth $33 billion and expected to be $77 billion in 2028.
All my LaCroix boys out there.
LaCroix boys.
Chilling with my boys drinking LaCroix.
That's awesome. So the effect of carbonated water is, and there's a lot of, I actually read, in the majority of my time spent in this section. These notes was on carbonated water. And it's funny because there's a lot of mixed views on this. Number one, the science and journals are more talking about like carbonic acid and its effects on like acid reflux. So like they're more focused on like the immediate effect of the beverage itself.
What's the long-term effect of carbonic acid?
So new research is coming out is that it's affecting your gut and your gut health. And the carbonic acid is stripping your stomach of the healthy acids that are in your stomach. So therefore, when you drink a carbonated beverage and then you're eating at the same time, your gut has a hard time processing and breaking down that nutrients in that food because of the unhealthy acid.
Wow.
That's the long-term effects.
Sounds like... That's not cool for the boys drinking LaCroix. I mean, you know, I went through a phase because one of my good friends quit drinking alcohol. So when we were all living together, there were sparkling waters in the house, like, and we were just crushing them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's not going to strip the acid. It's not going to strip away your stomach faster than, like, drinking booze, being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know, if you're drinking straight liquor without chasers every day. Okay, LaCroix, or I mean, sparkling water is better than that.
Yeah.
However, it's not as good as water.
No, it's, yeah.
Not as good as water.
What's the next one? This is the big T right here, bro. What's this?
Old alcohol. Drinking some hooch. So the booze industry in 2022 was estimated to be $1.5 trillion.
Trillion
dollars, and is estimated to bump up to $2.8 trillion by 2028.
Ooh.
So
that's big.
And what does this do for your body? It inflames the brain and causes brain fog.
Yeah.
And hangovers.
Yeah.
And sluggishness.
Sluggishness. The fog.
The fog.
Yeah, we're going to talk about alcohol. We've talked about alcohol before. We're going to talk about it again. I'm pretty stoked about that. So the old inflamed brain. Which obviously affects your focus. So the coffee industry in 2020 was estimated to be worth $450 billion. You know, we talked about this before in coffee.
Coffee's kind of neutral.
Yeah, it's kind of neutral. Like, I did some basic research, not some deep research, but couldn't really find any evidence that suggests that caffeine or coffee increases dehydration. It's mostly water anyway, so no effect on dehydration with coffee.
Soft drinks.
This one's different.
So soft drinks, this is estimated to be, this is 2021, a $400 billion industry. So this maybe replaced water, or if you grew up in a house where this may have been just what you had.
Yeah.
Like
drink sodas more than water.
Yeah. You had Capri Suns and soda.
And think about when you're a kid and like the way that sugar just lights up your brain. Like, are you drinking juice and soda? Like water tastes bland.
Yeah,
when you're used to only drinking things that has 10 teaspoons of sugar in it.
For sure. Yeah. So definitely try and drink less of those.
Yeah. Those are just bad. Don't replace water with soft drinks. Juice. 220 in 2023 is estimated to be worth $115 billion. And juice, way too much processed sugar.
Yeah,
way too much. Unless you're making your own juice. A lot of added sugars and toxins.
Energy drinks.
Yeah, this one's good. So I went a little deeper on this one. I don't know what the market size is. I don't know why I didn't put that down. But anyway.
A lot.
Energy drinks. What are the effects, bro?
It looks like they give you short-term effects for focus.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really outweigh the long-term negative side effects, like inflammation from sugar.
Yep.
Poor sleep.
Yeah.
If you're drinking, because a lot of these just have insane amounts of caffeine.
Yeah.
So even if you're drinking them earlier in the day, it could still be affecting your sleep.
Yes.
So this is from Harvard School of Public Health. Headaches.
Yep.
And the caffeine can cause blood pressure around the brain to drop, actually.
27%.
And We don't really know exactly what that does to you.
I know.
But it doesn't sound
like
good.
Caffeine and coffee, because we talked about coffee, like low dose of caffeine is really just neutral. It's not really that bad for you. But like these things have just an insane amount of, quote, energy additives.
Why that's the splitting headache you get if you chug too much caffeine at once.
And you get 27% drop in blood pressure around your brain.
That really makes sense why you'd get a splitting headache. Because I've experienced that before.
Oh.
Yeah, so looking at these numbers, we're talking about trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
For beverages that are replacing...
water. Life. Life. It's and wild. I mean,
that's not to say that having a soda pop once in a while is
bad. I remember one time me, you, and our sister Thea were driving to South Carolina to hang out with our aunt. Mm-hmm. And on the way there or way back, I don't remember, we were just craving a Coca-Cola.
So bad.
And so we got one glass bottle.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, which are the best.
The ones with the cane sugar and not high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, yes, and it had cane sugar in it. And we got a couple cups and we split it three ways.
And it was the greatest thing I've ever had.
And it was, yeah, it was like five sips, but it was beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
It was lovely.
We were on the side of the highway. It was just the best.
Yeah, it was a nice day. It was like 65. That was a beautiful moment.
Imagine enjoying a Coke like it was the first one you ever had as a kid. And that's what it's like when you never drink them.
That's so true. Because, like, the only time I drink a soda is I love Sprite and popcorn at the movie theater. And I see, like, two movies a year. So, but there's just nothing like it. Nothing like it. And,
The Mexican Cokes, the one with just the cane sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Once a year. That's it. That's all I need. I can't drink the whole thing either.
So, if you want to increase your focus and you're trying to be aware of your body water balance, you want to maintain a good level of cognition. You got decisions to make. You got moves to make. And so you want to have a good, healthy brain to do so. Here are some solutions. So the first one I wrote, this is hilarious. I've heard people say that I just don't like water. I don't like the taste of water. Now, again, that's foreign for me because we grew up drinking water. We didn't really have a lot of sodas in the house. But for someone who only had sodas or whatever.
Water tastes like shit.
Yeah. But the one thing I'll respond to that is like saying I don't like water is like saying I don't like air. Like we need air to live. We need water to live. So maybe you just need to kind of like slap yourself in the face and reset the mentality around this concept of I don't like water.
If you want to live longer. I mean, hey, it's your life, right?
That's true. That's true. And honestly, if you pump out 70 years and drink a 2 liter a day, like, whatever, man.
Good for you.
Your
you,
choice.
Hey, I mean, it's your life.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to focus, if you're trying to function at your highest level, you got to look at some basic habits.
Yeah, that's good.
So drink more water.
So ways we do that?
Carry a big-ass water bottle.
That's right. You know, I used to make fun of the people with those big-ass water bottles, but now I think I'm going to get me one because it just lets you know that by the end of the day...
I've got mine right here.
Yeah. Like...
I think this is it's not 32 ounces, the next size up. It's like, whatever, 40-something.
Yeah. So you know if you fill it up in the morning and you by lunch, if you've crushed that thing.
But bro, is all water created equal?
Well, no.
Now that we're telling people to drink water.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that they've done several tests on the bottled water, and those contains a ton of micro and nanoplastics.
Yep. And the problem with the other compounds, like bisphenol A, these are endocrine disruptors, and they affect your hormone system. So, yeah. Don't replace... I mean... Honestly, just don't drink out of plastic at all.
Yeah, it's true. It's like if you're going to drink a Coke, don't drink it out of a plastic bottle.
What about some filtered water?
Yeah, Berkey water.
Didn't they find that a lot of the tap waters have like remnants of pharmaceuticals in them?
Oh, yeah.
Like birth control?
Yeah, I think we read that in one episode that, yes, a lot of the tap water had... Which is absolutely insane. Number one, it has a lot of chlorine in it and a lot of fluoride in it and a lot of chemicals to filter that water. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some good old-fashioned prescription meds in your water.
Yum, yum, yum.
Well, and then there was, like, people, like, where was it? In Michigan, where people were showing them lighting the water on fire from the sink.
Yeah.
That's insane. Water like filter. Local fracking or something. And, like, they were literally, the gases were getting through the water pipes, and they were sitting there lighting it on fire, and that's crazy.
So that's why I filter my water. Not to mention, if you're in an old house and you've got, like, old pipes and dirty pipes, and you've got just like chunks of heavy metals, and you just get a filter.
Get a filter. We'll use the Berkey. We're both big Berkey fans.
Yeah, basically a Berkey brand ambassador.
I feel like if Berkey ever sponsors this podcast, I will have arrived.
I would love Berkey, please.
Berkey. And then last but not least, measure what matters. So if you're someone who is trying to just create some new habits in your life, whatever age you are, whatever you're, you know, trying to accomplish, whether it's, you know, feeling better, you know, balancing weight, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, drinking more water is a big piece of that. So measure, you know, and I know they've got some smart water bottles out there. I haven't tried any because they're like $80 and I drink a ton of water, but, you know, you can hook up an app to your phone and it'll tell you how many glasses of water you had every day. So if you need that push, man, do whatever it takes.
I agree.
I mean, it's such a simple solution, but it's powerful.
Yeah. I mean,
stay hydrated. Water balance.
We grew up with water, so it's just hard for me to imagine not doing that. But it may actually be a legit habit that someone would work towards.
So. Yeah, and now, like, you're seeing all these kids with, like, these little things that are, like, water, but then they just put some natural flavors in it.
Yeah.
So it's, like, water with, like, orange natural flavor.
Or you could just do, if you're going to drink juice, dilute it.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Well, that's what we do with our kids because...
so much sugar. You do like one part juice for 10 parts water or something?
Yeah, in their cup, it'll be like probably a half an inch of orange juice and then the rest is water. Yeah. And then they drink it and they love it and they think they're drinking orange juice or lemonade.
That's the thing about kids. Kids only know what you gave them.
Yeah.
So if you never gave them the fully concentrated, the hard stuff, you know, if you never hit them with the mainline, you know, black tar heroin version of sugar, and you hit them with the diluted stuff first, they're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. Let's roll. I'm thirsty.
Thank you for listening to The Focus Cast. Go to youtube.com/TheFocusCast and slap that subscribe button. Head to thefocuscast.com to share what you want to hear next. Go forth and be focused as boy.
Woo.